We have in-studio guests from the Hudson Village Theater, or representing the theater, Dean Patrick Fleming, who will be directing The Blonde, The Brunette, and The Vengeful Redhead, and Lenny Parker, who will be starring in that one-woman production. Good morning to you, my friends.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming in this morning. Dean, let's start with you. Tell us about the premise for this play.
Well, I think I won't give too much away because it's a mystery.
Oh, come on. Tell us how it ends. Does everybody die?
No, Ted! What have you done? Now we're going to close before we open. So it's basically there's an incident. Right off the top, there's an incident. And over the course of the play, we meet a bunch of the people that are affected by the incident. And Lenny plays them all. And so with each scene, she drops little breadcrumbs about what happened, and that by the end, the audience is able to sort of figure out what happened and how everybody was affected by it. And the beauty of the show is that you actually watch her transform from one character to another on stage in front of you, and then creates a new character, and then we find out a little bit more about what happened.
Lenny, how big a challenge is it to play multiple characters in the same production, and is it a challenge that you've taken on before?
Piece of cake. My God, this is one of the easiest jobs I've ever had. Oh, my God.
Mer, mop up that sarcasm, would you? She spilled it all over the place.
I know.
It's dripping everywhere.
Really challenging, really challenging. It's challenging because you're in it. You know, thank God Dean's standing outside of it, watching it and directing me through it. Because when you get into each character, you go down their rabbit hole. So the bigger picture, I think I have no sense of the bigger picture right now, you know, because we open in a week, under a week, and so or over a week. So I think that's the thing. As an actor, you're always in the moment. So I'm trying not to go ahead or go back because I've got to drop this information in each monologue. It's very crucial that we understand what's going on. So part of it's that, and part of it's to tell the story. So it's a big challenge. It's a big challenge at my age.
Please. She's a baby, Mer. Yeah. She's a baby. Dean, as a director, is it easier to deal with one actor, even if it is one actor dealing with multiple characters?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know if it's easier. I mean, dealing
just
with,
different, I guess.
It's totally different. Yeah. It really is because we have to be aware of Lenny, like, because it is crazy. What she's doing is really nuts. It's seven characters and these long monologues, right? They're long. And so she's trying to figure out the difference between each character and then trying to figure out what each character is saying and dealing with the text and the storylines that are going throughout. And we're trying to figure out what the breadcrumbs are that are really important. So it's definitely a challenge because I need to be aware of, like, if Lenny's losing her mind or not and making sure that she's sleeping. And
Dean,
not
I
just
left
going,
you a text 2 days ago.
but you know, working with Lenny, we've worked together a bunch of times and it's great because we know each other so well that there is a shorthand and we're able to, you know, just we're able to laugh at each other and at ourselves. So that makes it a lot easier.
And Lenny, your preparation process for playing multiple characters in one production and being the only person on stage, tell us about that.
You know, I went at it as I normally go at a script. So learned a little bit, like read it. Did not get off book. Now I am like full on, you know, so I do it in the process during rehearsal. You hold the script. It's getting in there, but it's taking a lot longer just because there's seven different people in my mind. So it's a bit schizophrenic, you know. I had this idea that, you know, this actress would be stalking her characters. You know, I thought that would be a great TV show. She's stalking her own characters because they're trying to, you know, it's a real challenge with the mind and the physicality of the characters. So, yeah, I'm trying to put it all together right now. But, yeah, it's a big job. Ten, you know, when you work 10 to 5 daily on the stage, it's just you. So that's new. I've done one other one-woman show, but this is probably a biggest challenge for me. Yeah.
The Blonde, the Brunette, and the Vengeful Redhead, October 13th to the 24th at Hudson Village Theater. The 13th is a matinee, and it's a, what did you call it,
Dean? A preview.
A preview, yeah. Yeah. Tell us about that and how that differs from a regular performance.
Well, it's just, it's a, previews are great because they're fun for the audience because they're the first audience that gets in there to see it. And it's great for us because we get a ton of information. But we say, like, the process is not complete till the last element comes in, and the last element is the audience. And they teach you so much about the story you're telling and kind of what lands, and they confirm a bunch of things. And then you get new information, and then you go back into rehearsals for like just even a half a day and try and implement that information that you get from the audience. So it's always a really cool relationship when an audience comes in because it's just new.
And there's an online streaming element. I guess that's a nod to COVID, is it?
Yeah, it is. We decided there's a bunch of our audience that just aren't comfortable coming back yet, you know, and that's totally fine. So we just wanted to make sure that they were still able to see the production. And also it gives us the opportunity to reach people that we might not have been able to reach. So we're streaming, I think the final weekend we're streaming the show. So it's pretty exciting. We're going to get in there with a camera crew and shoot the show with three really high def cameras and then edit it together and then put it out and stream it the final weekend.
VillageTheatre.ca for ticket information and other information on The Blonde, the Brunette, and the Vengeful Redhead, directed by Dean Patrick Fleming and starring Lenny Parker. Dean and Lenny, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ted.